Hey, thanks for tuning in. My name is Alex Starr. I'm a wildland firefighter, traveler, and a lover of fresh perspectives, ideas, and stories from people all over the world that I bring to this podcast in order to help you guys and myself become the people we were born to be. If it sounds cheesy, that's because it most definitely is. Thanks for listening. Pull up a seat and let's get started. Good morning, people of the internet that have chosen to tune in to my podcast. I send you a massive welcome and good morning from Southern Arizona. It's a beautiful 80 degrees right now. And I somehow, for some reason, had the notion that I should record this solo podcast on some things that are going through my head, and I hope it's some value to you. And it revolves around these subconscious thoughts and feelings that we all have, at least from talking to people and looking within myself, that somehow pervade everything that I do, and I'm not even conscious of it. And, you know, I've been aware of these for some time, but just last night I actually took out my notebook and I wrote down the five most common themes, I guess you could call them, or thoughts that are occurring within my head. That control, you know, the way that I see my life. And they're definitely these limiting factors or these limited beliefs that I don't even know where they came from. I don't know if they came from childhood. I don't know if they're instilled in us from culture, from society, from, you know, the classic idea of corporations making us feel unworthy, making us feel that we're always needing one more thing to be satisfied, that if they take down your self-esteem, then they control you. I guess you can see that interpersonal relationships as well. So it makes complete sense. You can see it all the time. That if you have a bunch of satisfied, completely fulfilled people with their life and themselves, then what the fuck are we going to buy? So I've been watching, check out Tony Robbins' new documentary on Netflix, by the way. Pretty inspiring stuff. And then this new book I'm reading, The Power of Now. And a lot of them come around to this idea of that there's these limiting beliefs within ourselves that control our subconscious and therefore control our lives. And so last night I had smoked a little bit, and I'm in this process of deciding what I'm going to do with my life 2 months from now. Should I move to Austin? Should I move closer to my family? I'm stopping the firefighting, so I'm going to be kind of settling down for maybe a year. What exactly do I want to do with myself? How do I want to make a difference? How do I want to go forth in a real way, in an authentic way? And, you know, the social media platforms, I mean, I love them. They're great for a lot of things. But if you go look at my Instagram right now, you're not going to get a real idea of my life. You're not going to get a real idea of who I am. You're not going to get a real idea of all the negatives. You're going to see pictures I've chose to put up with captions that I took time to write to make sure they were maybe a little funny, maybe a little serious, that I edited, that I enhanced the colors to make the picture seem better, to make my life seem better, which is natural. I think everyone's going to do that. No one's going to want to put out, you know, their demons, right? We want to put out the roses, but it's just not an accurate representation, and it makes everyone comparing their B-roll to everyone else's highlight roll. And there's these undercurrents that you seem to, when you walk by people in the street, you're like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you feeling what I'm feeling? What the hell's going on here? So, with that being said, here are the five most common thoughts/themes that I wrote down last night. See if any of these resonate with you. Contact me and let me know if some of these are what you guys are also thinking or feeling. And remember, this is kind of like the negative side. I have a lot of positive too, but this is like those kind of undercurrents that I'm talking about, that I'm going to work my hardest to resolve. And if any of you have any tips, please find me, alexstarr.com. My email is alex@alexstarr.com. Find me on Facebook. Find me on my glossy Instagram that is half real. And let me know how you guys deal with these. And, you know, maybe I can have one of you guys on the podcast if I'm coming through and discuss. So number five is people wouldn't be able to love me if they actually knew me. And this is getting deep really quick. And so I guess I have this weird notion that if I'm not cool enough, or if I don't entertain people, or if I don't, maybe that's some weird twisted thing for this podcast, I don't know. But if I'm actually myself deep down, if I'm just being myself and I'm not doing anything special, if I'm just me, just that self that I only know that I'm with all the time, deep down, that visceral notion of who I am as a person, if that person was around, then there's no way anybody would want to hang out with me. There's no way that people, I could get love that I want, you know, from girls and guys. So that's not good. That's not a good one to have. Number four is that I'm wasting time. And this one kind of goes hand in hand with another one. That is, I'm not doing enough. I think those go hand in hand. I don't know what it is. It seems to have gotten worse in the past few years, that if I am relaxing, then I'm thinking about things I should be doing. If I'm doing things that I should be doing, I'm thinking about other things that I should be doing. And there's never this like, now I got it. There it is. Satisfaction. There is, but I got to say, they're few and far between. And it feels like I'm just chasing this elusive carrot around. Kind of, and the worst is when I'm doing things I know I enjoy, but for some reason I'm waiting for them to end, because then the next thing that's going to be better is about to begin, even though that's not the case. It's never been the case. And even though I know it, it still is like this feeling that it's like, oh man, once this is done, then the next thing's going to be great. And that does not leave the very satisfying existence. So, but that's like this, it's this theme, it's this thought that is, that's around. So I guess that's number three and four. Number two, is that other people are better than me. And this comes through in a lot of weird ways at different times. And if I'm really working on myself, then it doesn't as much. But it's like, it's almost like if you work on yourself so much, whatever it is that you decide to do that, you know, if you're meditating, yoga, running, eating healthy, all these things. And then it's like if you let it slip a little bit, then, you know, it's like you build this dam. It's like a beaver dam. You know, you start building, you put up these sticks and these rocks, and you start putting it up to block those other feelings and thoughts, and you do a good job of it. And then as soon as you start to slip a little bit on whatever it is your daily practice is, on whatever it is you do to bring yourself back to yourself, then a little hole pops through. And then you're over there trying to pull it up with your right hand and plug that hole, and plug it with the left, and then, oh shit, it's all coming back through again. So I guess the best thing would be to get yourself out of the river, I guess, right? I mean, like, create a beaver lodge instead of trying to hold back the dam. I'm not sure why the beaver metaphor is going in, maybe because I'm horny. But if you create something outside of the water, I guess that's what needs to happen, is to create yourself outside of that stream of consciousness that has created this person that you perhaps don't want to be. You know, I don't want to feel these feelings of worthlessness, or that I'm not good enough, or other people are better than me. Fuck that. How is that helping me in any way? So creating yourself in this version that you want to create, that is outside of that stream of negativity, that stream of subconscious thought, that stream of like demons, I guess you could say, that really have no purpose than to bring you down. They don't serve any other purpose. They're fucking stupid. There's no reason behind it. So, with that being said, the number one pervading thought that kind of encapsulates the rest of them as well is that I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for myself. I'm not good enough for love. I'm not good enough for this job. I'm not a good enough podcaster. That's for sure. If I post this, I'm not even sure if I'm going to post this, but if you're listening to this, it took some serious deliberation for me to think that whether I should do this or not. And whether it's like, am I adding value to people's lives? Am I just spewing my own thoughts selfishly and then posting them on the internet, assuming that other people would want to listen? And is it even enough for people to want to tune in? I don't know. But that doesn't help me either, because then what? I'm just going to sit around and just think about how the things that I might want to do, I'm not good enough before I even try doing them? That's worthless too, man. So these five things, I don't know why I had this feeling that I should share them and put them up. If you're listening to this, then I decided to do it. So yay for me. But I think going forth, let's talk about some solutions here, because that's great. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you have a lot of problems, Alex, and you have no solutions. The solutions, like I mentioned before, is first recognize. That's the first step with anything, isn't it? The first step is recognizing what thought patterns you're carrying around with you. So take a second right now. Pause this podcast. If you're driving, don't write them down while you're driving, but think about them. If you're listening to this while you're walking, pause it and really think, what is controlling what I'm doing? Just for the next 5 minutes, maybe wait till the podcast is done, but wait and just watch your thoughts for 5 minutes. Because I guarantee you in those 5 minutes, one of your reoccurring themes is going to present itself. And if you just take 5 minutes and say, okay, for 5 minutes, I'm just going to watch what comes up and not gravitate towards it, not grab onto it. I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to watch. And Eckhart Tolle talks about this perfectly in The Power of Now, along with multiple other books. You know, I mean, it is the basis it's in the Bible for Buddhism, for any type of spiritual religious aspect, is this concept that you need to become this watcher, which is that deeper part of yourself, instead of attaching yourself to these thousands and thousands of thoughts. I think humans on average have around 70,000 thoughts a day. So if you're attaching yourself to a quarter of those, then that's going to be stressful. It's going to run you down into the ground. So instead, just watch them for the next 5 minutes after this podcast is done and see what comes up. And maybe write some of those down or be cognizant of the fact that you have now watched them. And what is it? What is this? What are these thoughts that are controlling the way you go? Why do you want to eat where you want to eat? Why do you want to put on the clothes that you want to put on? What are the thoughts that are saying, no, you shouldn't do that, or you should do this? Why? Why? And if it's not a why that you want, then work on getting rid of it. And that's where people start to deviate. That's where you got to choose something. For me, it's going out walking in nature, going outside, especially near some water. If I can find a little trail by a stream and I can walk and I put my fucking phone down and I can leave it in the car instead of this little robot attaching itself in my pocket. If I can leave that in the car and I can walk for even just 10 minutes, but, you know, preferably an hour, boom, it is a reset and everything becomes vividly clear. So, but pick something that resonates with you. So that's jogging, that's meditating, that's taking the dog out. You know, maybe that's calling your mother, calling your father, sitting on your front porch and doing nothing, reading a book. I mean, there's just so many ways to get back in touch with yourself and then dispelling these other demons. And then from there, it's a constant day-to-day practice. You know, this isn't going to be a one-time deal. You know, I can't tell you how many times in my life I've thought to myself, oh, this is it. I had an epiphany and my life from now on, damn it, Alex, you've wasted so much time. you've done so many things, and I get the chills even right now talking about it, but I get those chills. You know, you get that feeling. You get that deep inside, like, electric feeling. You're like, no, now life is going to be fucking different. I'm going to charge myself. I'm going to change everything about myself that I've done that I don't like what I'm doing, and I am this new version. I am enlightened now. I am capable of doing anything that I have set my mind to, and I'm not going to waste any more fucking time. The time is now. And then 2 days later, I'm eating ice cream and thinking about what the hell happened to that feeling. It's got to be this constant. Those feelings are great because they remind you about what life is really about. They remind you that this is an amazing experience that we all get to travel around on and participate in. But if there's not this constant day to day, then it will start to slip away, and you have to remind yourself for a minute at least every day of, oh yeah, that's what's so fucking amazing about being alive. That's what's so amazing about being alive. Seeing my dog, that's amazing. Walking outside, and here we have these prickly pear cactuses, and they're in full bloom right now, and they produce this really dark purple fruit, and I'm looking at one right now. And if you cut them open, you got all these spines on the outside. And if you cut them open, they have the most delicious fruit inside. You can make jam out of them. I mean, they taste kind of like bubble gum. And that's really fucking cool. And they're right there outside of my front window. And I'm just looking at them now, but I haven't thought about them in months. And that's an amazing part of being around too, is seeing things like that. So opening your perceptions to all that is beautiful around you, even though that just reeks of cheesiness as I'm saying it. Whatever. And reminding yourself that every day. Every day. So, that was kind of a little psychoanalysis of myself. I hope you guys got some value out of that. And let me know what you think. If you have my number, text me. If not, find me online, alexstar.com. And I'm going to be posting a new podcast with a doctor soon about expanding your consciousness, how to mold your consciousness, and the way we perceive reality here in the next week or two. So, and any tips for Austin, Texas, please send them my way. I think I'm going to be moving there. If anyone has any other city suggestions or More tidbits about Austin. I've gotten a lot, but I would love to hear some more about what there is, where to move, what section of town, any jobs, what's going on. Send me a line. So, and that's it. So, blah blah blah. See you guys later. Take care. Toodles.